Hello and welcome to Geek History Lesson Extra because the Hailing Frequencies are open and I am Jason Inman.
I am Ashley Victoria Robinson, but you already knew that because you're beautiful, sexy people who support us here on Patreon. And we just got done airing our Scarlet Witch episode.
Yes.
We're going to talk a little bit more about all things WandaVision. And we pulled an article from CBR where they have the 20 most powerful androids of the Marvel Cinematic Universe, which is definitely not true. They are from the Marvel comic book universe. Almost none of these people have been in the MCU.
But they say in the article.
That's the title.
They're going for the they're going for the SEO, huh?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So there's 20.
This is what I say to that. I just shot CBR.
There's 20 robots on here.
Okay.
And we are going to, I'm going to read them. I'm going to ask Jason if he knows who they are.
I bet I'm going to know most of these.
And I knew less than half of them.
Okay.
And if you think that they deserve to be in contention for the top 20 most powerful Marvel
And we're
going
to go from 20 to 1?
We are, yes.
Okay.
And let me tell you, you said who you thought was number one, and you were not correct according to this list.
Well, let me just say for the listeners, I figured it would be Ultron.
It's not.
Interesting. Okay.
Okay, so number 20 is Human Robot. Do you know who they are?
Should we do this? Should I make a guess about who I think Human Robot is?
If you don't know who he is? Yeah, absolutely.
I don't know who Human Robot is. I'm going to guess that Human Robot is a life model decoy from S.H.I.E.L.D. That wants sentience.
Okay, created all the way back in 1954, Human Robot is a member of Agents of Atlas, imprinted with part of the essence of the villain Plan Chu. A robot known as M11 lay dormant in the sea for a while after absorbing his essence. He's made of bulletproof alloy and has superhuman strength. It literally looks like a spaceman from the 50s.
It doesn't look like a human robot?
I mean, yeah, it does.
I mean, it's in the name. It should look like a human robot.
Do you want to see it?
Yeah, let me see.
Okay, so it's this guy with the glowy visor. That's Human Robot.
He looks like Snake Eyes from G.I. Joe.
There is a shocking amount of side boob in these pieces of art that this person curated as well.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Number 19 is Viv. Viv Vision.
Vision's daughter.
Yes. Do you know who she is?
Obviously.
Do you think she deserves to be in contention for the top 20 most powerful robots in the Marvel Comics universe?
Yeah, because she is the granddaughter of Ultron. Mm-hmm. Yes, 100%.
Mm-hmm. She's on the Champions right now.
She is. If that book still even exists, I don't even know.
That's true. There is a note here that she is constantly connected to the internet and can be even used as a Wi-Fi hotspot by her teammates. Number 18, I'm going to say this. I disagree. Is Lady Deathstrike.
She's not really an android.
She's
a cyborg.
She has android components because she is a cyborg.
But she's not an android.
No,
she's a human.
She's a mutant.
CBR? This is what I have to say to you. Second gunshot wound for you, CBR.
Yeah.
All right.
Number 17 is Jocasta.
Yes, the wife of Ultron.
Mm-hmm.
Sort of, not quite Vision's mom, because Vision is older than Jocasta.
Yeah.
But based on
definitely in the Vision fan.
Jocasta is a really cool character. There's a great run written by Dan Slott called The Mighty Avengers.
Yes.
And it's after. It's after Secret Invasion, it's after Civil War, and it's a Hank Pym-led team where it's Hank Pym dressed up as the Wasp,
mm-hmm.
and he had Jocasta as like sort of his second lieutenant, and Jarvis was in that team. God, that run is so good, and she's great in that book.
She's also great in Avengers Academy.
She actually was just in the Dan Slott Iron Man run as well.
I wonder if she's like a secret fave of his. That's very interesting.
Maybe so.
Number 16 is Father.
The name is only Father?
Yes. I am not familiar with this character.
This is a robot that is obsessed with making sure you get your Wheaties and tucking you in at night.
Father was part of the Weapon Plus program, specifically tasked with robotics and android studies. Obsessed with creating a perfect world for androids, he was lurking in Phantom X's home base called The World. From inside, he attempted to use Deathlok's version of X-Force to take out the actual X-Force. There's nothing in this description that says if he's an android. Thought defeated by Deadpool, Father returned a few years later. He came into contention with the Secret Avengers, defeated Eric O'Grady. Father has managed to create a vast hidden city of artificial life.
I think Eric O'Grady is the...
he's the worst Ant-Man.
He's the irredeemable Ant-Man.
Yes. Check out our old review of that.
I wonder if this is the character from the Warren Ellis Secret Avengers run.
It looks like an old... Like it's this old man... He's like, even the panel, you don't see his full face. Anyway,
mm-hmm.
Number 15 is Machine Smith.
I know who that is. I know of this character.
He got his start by experimenting on an abandoned Doombot. His name is Saxon?
I don't know if you know this, but there are Doombots are like littered across the Marvel Universe. There are millions of Doombots.
I can see that. They're like the Superman robots. They're just everywhere.
I was going to say that they're kind of like... oh man, what's a good car that you see? Like, they're kind of like those old 2000 Ford Mustangs you see that like people buy now in 2021 to think they're cool. But you know, these Ford Mustangs were made in like 2002, so they're not really cool. They're kind of old. That's what Doombots are to the Marvel Universe. You see them everywhere.
Yes. Ashley. I cannot conjure in my brain what that car looks
Ashley
like.
Perfectly gets that reference.
Number 14 is Machine Man.
Yes, Machine Man, or Aaron Stack, I believe. He also has the name of X-51.
None of that is in the breakdown of this character. Mm-hmm. Do you think he deserves to be?
Yep.
Great.
Yep.
Number 13 is Deathlok.
Not an android. Cyborg.
Yeah, Cyborg. You can even see in the artwork. He literally looks like Cyborg.
Aaron Stack is an android.
Yes.
Deathlok is not an android. I'm sorry. CBR, this is three strikes, three gunshots. You dead.
Number 12 is another character I don't know. His name is Awesome Andy.
I don't know who Awesome Andy is.
Apparently his full name is Awesome Android, was a near indestructible android created by a villain known as the Mad Thinker. Thinker created them using the research of Mr. Fantastic, using it to attack several hero teams from the Fantastic Four to the X-Men, was defeated and shut down by Professor Charles Xavier. He is this high on the list, they state, because he's able to lift Mjolnir.
You know, I'm going to say this. I think way too many people have been lifting Mjolnir lately.
I agree. So. Number 11 is Death's Head. Robot bounty hunter with horns.
I don't think he's an android either.
It says he's a robot.
I don't think he's an android. I think he's actually a person. He's like an alien, too.
But despite not having biological tracking abilities. Okay, apparently he's more than a match for Wolverine.
Let's just move on.
Number 10, the original Human Torch.
Yeah, 100%.
Do you think number 10 is the right place for him?
I'm trying to remember, because a lot of these have been robots I don't know. So,
but like, if you were drafting a list, you know, would you put him like in the middle of the pack?
Yeah, I think middle's pretty strong.
Okay. Number 9 is the Vision.
I think he should be way higher.
I'm
curious to see who is on.
You're going
to
be so bad about
who's
who
higher than this guy.
Yeah. Number 8 is Danger.
Oh,
the robotic personification. I believe from the Joss Whedon?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And Astonishing X-Men.
She's still around. She's still around. They have not gotten rid of that character.
To me, she is such a blatant ripoff of Jocasta.
Yes.
I don't understand why they didn't. I understand why you would pitch what if the Danger Room personified.
Was alive, yeah.
But I really think it should just have been Jocasta. I think it would have been cleaner.
I don't know. I don't think she's more powerful than Vision.
Vision?
I don't agree. She's just a walking holodeck. She's not the son of Ultron.
Yeah, but Jason, she has robot dreadlocks.
Yeah, whatever.
Okay, number 7 is Omega Sentinel.
I get, you know, okay.
She's not a sentinel. She's a human sentinel hybrid,
yep.
So she's a cyborg.
But I will say sentinels technically by the definition would all be androids.
They are not on this list. But are they intelligent? Like, do they have?
Yeah.
Or are they hive mind? Like, are they bored?
No. They are all intelligent. Okay. And there are stories of sentinels wanting to become good.
Yes. Well, apparently,
because there's that great Grant. Remember the finale of Grant Morrison's new X-Men is there's that
yes.
kid that controls
oh,
a sentinel.
Yeah.
And I can't. Is it called Rover or something like that?
Something like that. It's like a dog name.
You know what? I will allow this. I do think Omega Sentinel would be more powerful than the Vision.
Really?
Yes, I do.
Apparently, she's also a police officer.
All right. Cool.
Number 6 is Nimrod.
Yes, more powerful than the Vision. This is the ultimate sentinel from the future.
Yes, a big part of the Hoxpox and the Hickman X-Men
yes,
mythology.
Because he has combined himself with this cosmic, the Siege Perilous. So he's like, he has like an infinity gauntlet for a power source, basically.
And it's so funny to me because Nimrod, I know, was a name that was thrown around as an insult for a long time, even though it's the name of like an ancient Greek figure.
Yes, and Nimrod also like secretly for a while hit around as Bastion, which is a really great Scott Lobdell.
You know, Jason, character. It's so interesting that you bring that up because Bastion is number five.
Well, Bastion.
Scott Lobdell character.
Bastion, one, has a really cool design.
Mm-hmm.
Bastion, I will say, hold on a second. Hold on. Action figure spotlight.
Oh, boy.
When Marvel recently did that, you buy that giant three-foot tall Sentinel Marvel Legends figure that you could get on their site.
Listeners, did anyone get that?
I didn't. I considered it. Mm-hmm. I'm waiting for them to do the Galactus. But anyways, one of the coolest stretch rewards they had for that was they made a 6-inch Bastion with it. And it was the only thing.
That's cool.
It was the only thing that made me consider getting it. But then I was like, do I really need to spend $300 on just Bastion?
You can probably get him on eBay Unbox next year.
Oh, he'll be like a $100 figure for the next 10 years. But yes, I do. I think I would flip these. I think Nimrod is more powerful than Bastion because mm-hmm. Bastion is Nimrod, but like Nimrod like split off this guy to go back in time and screw with the X-Men.
So there's a little note in the description that Bastion is far stronger than the regular Nimrod Sentinel, capable of complete self-repair, adaptability, and improvement. Is sort of their case for why.
Okay.
Also, Bastion had a human child, so again, are they an android or are they a cyborg?
Well, no. Bastion is completely robotic, but I think he has like nanoprobes and stuff like that. So I don't know.
He's got a beard, so he certainly looks humanoid.
Yes, he looks, because that was the trick, right? Because he was a human person, and then you found out that he was a Sentinel.
Yeah.
It's a goofy storyline, but I like Operation Zero Tolerance and the storyline that created Bastion.
You love that Siege Perilous moment?
No, not really, but I like Bastion. I think he's a good character.
Number four is Shaper of Worlds.
I have no idea who this is.
I will show you. They look wild. That's Shaper of Worlds.
That's like a Skrull.
Everything has the looks ears like a of Skrull. And the chin of a Skrull. The Shaper of Worlds has the power to do as the name suggests, shape worlds. Blah, blah, blah. The Shaper of Worlds is a machine entity powered by the Cosmic Cube, which affords him all the powers he has. He is created by the Skrulls and has visited Earth on multiple occasions, even creating a replica of Earth within the Microverse with an alternate history just for his own entertainment.
Okay. I disagree.
And he is blue in the style of the Cosmic Cubes. Number three are the Alephs. Alephs?
I have no idea who you're talking about.
They are these robots?
I don't know who they are. She actually just showed me a picture. I have no idea who they are.
They see the collapse of the universe coming and decide to act to prevent it. Okay, number two.
It might be from Jonathan Hickman's Secret Wars, the collapse of the universe, yada, yada, yada.
Don't know.
All right.
Number two is your boy Ultron.
How is he number two? This Ultron is a guy that fought Annihilus to a standstill.
Yeah.
I don't buy this at all. Okay, get to number one. Who the hell is number one?
Victor Mancha.
Bullshit. Bullshit.
And there is like nothing. Like in the future, there's an alternate future where he becomes Victoria. Okay, so this is what they are predicating him being more powerful than Ultron on. In an alternate universe, he becomes a villain known as Victorious, and he takes out everyone in the Marvel Comics universe, including the Avengers, and it's only because the Runaways befriend him and have a positive influence on him that he doesn't become this. So because in a future alternate. That doesn't exist anymore.
In an Elseworlds, he did this one thing.
Yeah.
Nope, I don't buy it.
I mean, look, I like Victor Mancha.
I do
and
too.
And I like him on the event, not the Avengers. I love him on Runaways. I think he's a great addition to like the larger Vision canon. I like seeing him in Tom's story. I'm not going to name the person who wrote this out of respect, but like... Your list is whack, man.
Yeah, I don't agree with that list at all. Ultron is definitely number one.
I can't believe, like, I understand putting Viv at 19,
mm-hmm.
but I don't think Vision should be, like, Vision is like a middle of the pack right now. And I don't agree with that at all. I think Jocasta should probably be much higher than that as well. Mm-hmm. It's hard because I get it, you're not, but like, where are the Doombots on here?
Yeah, where are the Doombots?
Where's the Herbies?
Where are the Herbies?
You had the Alephs, which none of us know what they are.
Where are the Herbies? Oh, on this list.
Herbie's a great name for a doggy.
Where are all the Herbies?
Jason, one final question.
Okay.
What does Herbie stand for?
Human Entertainment Resource Beloved Intelligent Entity.
Humanoid.
I got human.
Experimental.
Oh, don't put experimental in the title.
Robot.
Mm-hmm.
B-type. Integrated electronics. So that means they named him Herbie for the cartoon, and then some poor writer had to bend over backward to make that acronym work.
Yeah.
By the way, make a note, and I'll share this. If when you Google what does Herbie stand for, all of this adorable Chrysiliopolis art of the Herbie shows up, and it is just too precious for this world. So I will share some of these cute Herbie images because Herbie doesn't get enough love, I think.
I believe that's from all his Franklin Richards series.
Yes, they are. Also a great, Herbie is the best. Great series.
Herbie.
Herbie is the best. We have two Herbies?
We have two Herbies. Two Herbies.
I'm sure you did that in the Fantastic Four episode.
Herbie. I don't know. And on that note. Oh, man, it started. I tried a different one. I don't like that. All right, guys, we're going to restart this. This is not good. Look, I want you guys to get the full impact. There it is. Dun, da, da, da. Hey, listeners. So I looked through the time of this recording. You know, we talked about, like, trying to do something during the segment. Oh, what happened? Oh, it went away.
You closed it.
Oh, I did. Sorry, my bad.
There's a WordPress blog that's just called Kick-Ass Robot, Herbie the Robot.
Nice. I looked through the comments on the last extra, which at this time of the recording I could see was the Wonder Woman 1984 review, and nobody gave us the patron thought is right, or whatever we're going to call this. Again, I'm looking for your comments here. I'm looking for the patron is right. I think the patron is right. I think that's what we call it. The patron is right.
Okay.
So we want to, I'm going to try to write this down. We will not remember this.
We want
to
highlight your thoughts, your jokes, your comments. So just be sure to leave any thoughts on this episode in the comment section of this post.
Yeah.
So we can scream your name on a future episode.
But also
we want to get you more involved.
Try to make them timeless. Mm-hmm. Try to make them timeless. Like that's the reason, like every one of them was talking about Wonder Woman 84. And I was like, I don't want to talk about Wonder Woman 84.
But we're always glad every time people engage.
Yes. 100%. No, there were a lot of great comments. But we're looking for the patron is right. We're going to feature one comment. I will tell you this. The best things are going to be stuff that sparks conversation.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go.
Great.
I'm Jason Inman.
I'm Ashley Victoria Robinson.
And the patron is right.
Bye.